This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, today let's follow up yesterday's topic about qualifications for pastoral ministry with this question. Assuming a man is morally qualified to be a pastor, what are the qualifications in terms of skills or abilities? What does the Bible say about that?
There's actually only one skill in all the lists of qualifications for ministry, and it's the word didaktikos in the Greek, skilled in teaching. I would understand that because what is the role of a shepherd? Feed the flock of God. That's what Scripture says. Feed the flock of God over which He's given you oversight. As Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Shepherds are, by nature, feeders of the flock. And consequently, if we're going to distribute the food, which is the word of God, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If we're going to be feeders of the sheep, we have to be skilled in teaching. That is the only qualification. In fact, the moral qualifications for deacons are identical to those of elders, essentially. The difference is elders teach, skilled teachers. And what do we mean by teachers? We mean those who can accurately disseminate the Scripture, opening the Word of God and giving the people understanding of it. It's not about entrepreneurship. It's not about personality. It's not about hype. It's not about showmanship. It's not about marketing style. It's about being a skilled teacher of the Word of God, morally qualified.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.